All right, I'd like to call the January 6th organizational meeting to order for the Marysville Exempted Village Schools. May I have a roll call? I'm just calling it order. We're doing the Pledge of Allegiance first. Maybe rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I would like to start by officially welcoming our new board members, Brian, Ed, and Dick. And now, let's see, our first order of business is election for our board president. So do we have any nominations for president?
I have a nomination.
All right.
Sue Devine.
All right, thank you. Are there any other nominations? Okay, if not, we need a motion to close nominations.
Second.
Moved and second. We have a roll call.
Sorry, bear with me here.
Okay.
My first go around with the board docs. Okay. So, Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right, so nominations are closed, and now, we will now vote for the president. I think, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we are voting for Sue Devine for the board president. And do we need a roll call?
We need a first and a second.
A first and second. A motion to accept appoint Sue Devine as president.
I'll second.
Amy first.
Okay. So now the roll call.
She just raised her finger.
I got Amy.
All right.
Was it Ed?
Ed.
Yes. And the roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right. Thank you. Then the ayes have it, and Sue Devine will be the president of the school
Yay.
Board this next year. And thank you for your support of me, and I will do my best. And now, next, item five, election of the Board of Education vice president. So at this point, we will accept nominations for vice president. I would like to nominate Ed Pleasant.
I'll second
that. Okay, we have a motion and second. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, well, we need a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I'm sorry. I think first we need to vote on the motion. To vote to close the nominations?
That's what we are doing.
Okay, so we had...
This was the nomination to close, or this was the motion to close the nominations.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And so we'll vote on that.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
All right, that passed. So now we need a motion to vote to elect Ed Pleasant as the vice president.
So moved.
Second.
And we have a roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right, it passes, and Ed Pleasant will be the vice president for our school board. Okay. Moving on to item six, adoption of our agenda.
We need a motion to adopt the agenda for our meeting tonight.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Can we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right, motion passes. And now, item 7, establishing our meeting date, time, and location. I guess we do need a motion to recommend the third Thursday of the month. In the past, we have met at the here at the middle school, but with our renovations coming up next year, I would like to make a motion that the meetings are held at the buildings that are giving the presentation, and I do have a printout. I don't know that I have a copy for everybody, but what that would mean is that our January meeting would be at Raymond Elementary, February would be at Navin, March would be at Bunfold, April would be at Mill Valley, May would be at Edgewood, June would be at the high school.
I like that.
And I think that'll give us a chance to be in all the different buildings, but the meetings would still be the third Thursday at 7 p.m.
Is there any reason to discuss when the meetings are, or does that really need to stay on Thursdays?
I think we need a motion first, and then we have the discussion about it. No, is that correct or not? Generally, yeah. So yeah,
correct.
So I like to make the motion that they are the third Thursday at the various buildings.
Okay. Second.
And there's a second. And now we can have discussion on that.
Well, I just wanted to mention that I work nights and mm-hmm. at the church, and the Thursdays are the worst night of the week for me. It's the only group that I direct mm-hmm. that meets every week. Mm-hmm. Now, I already talked to them mm-hmm. when I started this process, and they know that it's quite likely that we'll be meeting one Thursday a month. It's mm-hmm. not an insuperable problem. I just wanted to get a feeling for whether other people would like to move it or whether it really needs to stay on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. It isn't an impossible thing for me. And mm-hmm. I already plan to be here third Thursday if that's the way mm-hmm. it decides to go.
The reason I would be interested in leaving the Thursday city council is the second and fourth Thursday.
Right.
But again, I would be for that. My personal schedule is pretty flexible, so I don't have a preference.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I like Thursdays is that we've established that as our meeting time, which mm-hmm. we're now starting to get people involved. And now I think going out to the schools, too, is going to be really good, that maybe we can even bring people that their children are mm-hmm. in that particular school. We might be able to even get more. But I'm thinking if we stay with Thursdays, because it's been so established that, if we switch it, it may cause some conflict in people getting their schedule so they can start making the meetings.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's kind of what I was wondering. People are sort of anticipating that it will stay on Thursdays. That seems like a good reason to mm-hmm. keep it there.
Right.
That regularity.
Do we need to include an alternate site for meetings during the summer and next fall? Those could be amended and sent out to
as
the public
needed.
As needed.
Right. Okay, yeah.
We would default to the Board of Education is what I thought it said. If there's no school presentation, the meeting will be held at the Board of Education in that paragraph above. So the thought would be hopefully when this building is open that mm-hmm. we come back to using this building. I think this room in particular will be pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it would be a great way to also show off the great stuff happening here. So, it will be ready in August, but I hate to hang my hat on any earlier than that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Any more discussion?
And obviously, once you've set the meetings, mm-hmm. we can make changes as needed.
Right. With enough notification.
With enough notification.
Right. I think you always need a week. I think a week
yeah,
in advance.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I
I was going to say, Brian, let us know if that's more of a problem for him later on.
Right.
I don't think it will be. I just wanted to check if there was any other possible reason to change
right.
it.
And I don't know because I know, I mean, Wednesday's not a good day for me, and Thursdays are good, but I didn't know if Mondays are too, you know, Mondays some, I don't know, that's kind of tough to do it on the first night of the week. But I don't know if there was any other issues with your schedules.
Tuesdays, there are not the other standing meetings that pop into my head. Mondays, mm-hmm. I tend to make meetings opposite of the finance committee, so Mondays will be
right.
committed. So
right.
We switched it from the fourth Thursday last year to
right.
the third so that we would not have a conflict with city council.
Right.
We found that that was a problem, mm-hmm. so this way there was some flexibility. Tuesdays would be an option. Now, that seems to be a popular night in the building sometimes
yes.
to plan.
For different events.
But if that's something we were looking to switch, I'd just say, you know, buildings have kind of counted and made a plan
yes.
for that as well.
Right.
We've said hold that third Thursday sacred on your school calendar and don't try to schedule anything else. But
right.
if that's something we wanted to look at it doing next year, I think that would be,
right.
you know, fair as well.
Does that sound fair for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, then, how about a roll call?
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. Item number 8, establishing the compensation for board members. Need a motion to approve the compensation for board members at $125 per meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call.
I'm sorry, give me a second.
Okay, is that Ed and you?
Oh, no, good. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was stuck there for a second. Who was the motion?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ed.
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 Dick second. Or
Amy.
Or
Amy. Well, yeah,
Dick.
Just go ahead and get the Dick. Yeah, we both spoke at the same time. So
okay.
You can have it down there.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Item number 9, establishing our board service fund. The recommendation is we have a motion to approve the board service fund at $7,500.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this item?
This is like to cover that, like when we go to the
trainings
and
right.
things like that. Okay. Like last year, the one, and I can't remember what it was, that I wasn't able to make because of work.
Oh, right, the Capitol Conference in
yes.
November.
Now,
right.
I know we pay for those ahead of time. Is there any way of making sure, I mean, I'm just looking at it as a way of saving money,
mm-hmm.
to making sure that people can go, because, like, mine was paid for before I even knew it, and I already had other training
right.
at my work, that so I could not make it, and, you know.
We typically do that out of the treasurer's office, so we could probably talk about,
okay.
you know.
Right. I'm just thinking of, you know, because my whole day was paid for, and
right.
I couldn't make it because my work also had scheduled me with Supreme Court stuff that I couldn't get out of. So,
right.
you know, just a thought.
And I know there was a discount if you paid,
like,
for an unlimited
right.
as a
right.
as a district,
right.
then anybody and you know, anybody who wants
right.
to go can go, but I agree.
If just
there's only going to be two or three
money,
people.
Look into how we
yeah,
set up
and I don't know
right.
if maybe the discount is more than what it would save you, you know, to do
right.
it per person, but I just wanted to bring that up because I felt really
right.
bad that I couldn't go.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And I did also talk to Todd about maybe giving us a little bit more information about where we are on our service fund and what it's been used for so
okay.
that we kind of have a, you know, an idea of how much some of the training costs or just what's in there. And
okay.
So
I guess I wanted to know, like, those of you who have been on the board before,
mm-hmm.
if there was ever any trouble with that amount not being adequate. We've got three new members that, like, I know I'd like to take some training this year, and I know if you guys are thinking about it too. It seems, according to the sheet here, 1997 was when this was established at $7,500. So,
right.
So my question was, is it still adequate?
As far as I know, it is. And I think, you know, the majority of those classes are really not, they're not that expensive. Right. So,
I mean, I can speak from previous districts. We've never had a problem. And in, for instance, in my last district, the board members were relatively active with professional development. And mm-hmm. We never really came close to touching that amount.
Okay. And did you have that same amount at your last place?
I think that was typically, we actually brought it down.
Okay.
In 1 year. But I think it was right around there originally anyway.
Okay.
That's been my recollection too, that we've always had, you know, some left over.
Okay. Good. Any more discussion? All right. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Next item, number 10, designating the newspaper for our public meeting notification. You know, we've always recommended the Marysville Journal Tribune as our only daily paper in Marysville to be our newspaper for public notice. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second? I'll second.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? I know I would like to make a comment that I do appreciate Amy Rogan, as always, and this week does a great job of covering a lot of our meetings, too, and so we appreciate that. Okay. No more discussion, then a roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Item 11, resolution for appointing the member to the Career Center. This item is going to be, I don't know if it's a table or what, but we are in the process of working on appointing a member. Honda has contacted, we've been in contact with Honda, and they're interested in providing a rep, but with their shutdown and some other issues, they don't have a name yet. But we are working on that.
So we can, from my understanding, move to leave that open.
Yes.
And then when we get the name, fill it at a later time.
Right. And we hope to have that by our January meeting on the 16th.
Correct. Just for your information, that's a new law that came in existence that there's qualifications. That it used to be one of our existing board members would serve also on the High Point Board. Mm-hmm. Doug Laster did that for us, and I'm sure you heard his reports prior. Mm-hmm. Now it has to be, there's certain qualifications, business owner,
right.
Someone with finance background.
Or HR background.
Right.
Yep. And labor and workforce development qualifications, I guess. They just need to be aware of what the labor and workforce needs are in our region and in the state.
So we worked with Chamber to try to identify that person, and that's how we've ended up with someone from Honda. So mm-hmm. we're just trying to get the right fit.
Do we need a motion to postpone the decision?
If we want to table the item, then we do have to have a motion and a second to table it.
Okay.
I'll move to table the motion until we have an appropriate representative.
I'll second. Any more discussion? All right, roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Item 12, appoint our Board of Education committee members. And I think you should all have the suggested committee assignments for 2014. Do we have a motion to accept these suggested committee assignments?
I'll move.
Second.
And what about some discussion?
One of the responsibilities has me as secretary. In fact, you have to write stuff down.
What about a laptop?
But it says never needed over the past 2 years.
I
So they're giving you time to learn shorthand.
I understand that. As long as we get a couple promises that they will at least somebody else here to actually do that.
Okay. I will. Okay, you and I will share that.
All right.
Okay, if that takes place, you'll be the ears, I'll be the writer.
Technically, I think the only thing that comes into play is if I weren't to be here, then somebody else, they would want you to be the one to call the roll and those kinds of things.
But and keep track of
most. In cases, there could still be somebody going this end of it. You would just be the one calling the roll, those kinds of things.
There you go.
They'll come and get you.
I just want to say they look fine to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, if there's no other discussion, then we have a motion and a second. About a roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Item 13, our annual standing resolutions. We have a motion to approve these annual standing resolutions. All motion.
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion on these items? I mean, these are kind of the typical resolutions that have been passed each year. Let's see. I don't think there's anything new on there. I don't know that there's anything really new on here. Yeah, anything that you needed to point out?
No.
Okay.
No, same as the past.
Okay, great. So we have a roll call.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Now, item 14, establishing our date for next year's organizational meeting. And if we keep it consistent with how we've done in the past, that meeting would be on Monday, January 5th at 5:30.
So moved.
So moved, okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, so we have the motion to have our organizational meeting on Monday, January 5th at 5:30 at this old middle school building. Do we have a roll call?
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, item 15, we have another resolution for urgent necessity. Do we have a motion to approve this resolution?
And that's working on to get this moving.
So yeah. Okay. We have a motion. Second?
Second.
Okay, good. Any would you like to talk a little bit about this,
sure.
Diane?
Sure. I sent out a late email today. Allied Environmental has been working with us, I guess, for years out of Lima. They will actually be kind of our consultant. Is the easiest way to explain it. So they will work for us in order to obtain three quotes or bids to have the abatement work done in the building, and then we will have the opportunity to pick from those three. So if we are going to do the entire building, and although the renovation project isn't the entire building, because there's a charge for that consultant fee every time you go back. And so at the expense of that, it didn't make much sense just not to do it all at one time. Mm-hmm. So that this would allow us to move ahead with that work.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, can we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. All right, item 16. Comments and questions from board members. Okay, Dick, we usually start down at that end.
Yeah, I'm not down there this time.
I know. Amy, you don't have to go first.
Yay.
Yeah. I have to say, it's a humbling experience to be on this board, and we've got a lot of things that have come before us, a lot of things going on in the school district. I'm excited about the opportunities ahead of us, and I see great things in the next several years, and I'm very glad and excited to be part of that. So.
Great. Next.
And I just put a cough drop in my mouth. with three of us being new, with a new treasurer, obviously, some styles, some things are going to change. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a challenge for us to be able to start pretty much anew. I mean, this is an opportunity for us to be molded and get there. And I think you've got an awful good working nucleus. I think this is a working group, and again, I've worked with all of you and expect good things. Thanks.
Brian?
Very glad to be here. I've had a lot of comments from people since the election, and makes me realize what a responsibility this really is, and I take it seriously. I'm going to focus a lot on training this year and talking to people, trying to learn everything I can that's helpful, and do my best to to uphold that responsibility.
Great.
I'm excited. I'm just excited. I think that we, what Diane's bringing to the table here, and now our new treasurer, and I think that we've got a great working team, and I think that things are just going to move forward, go upward, and it's just fun to be a part of it all.
So I agree.
I'm excited, and our new board members, I think, are going to be fun and challenging, and this is good.
I agree. I've got a couple things that I forgot to say in the back there. When we were talking about the committees, just kind of a heads up that the board policy committee with Dick and Brian, just a reminder that there was that they do have a meeting scheduled on this Thursday, January 8th at 8 o'clock at the board office, where they're going to go, I can't remember how often they meet, maybe monthly or something, but they just go over any new policy revisions. And you're always welcome to go and be a part of that. I think it's Andy and Tim Canale, for sure. Okay. I'm not sure who else. So if you want to be there,
where did you say that was?
At the board office.
Okay. It's at 8 in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I didn't get the notice for that.
Did you have Thursday down? I thought that was Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday. I'm sorry. Yeah, January 8th. Thank you. Yep. January 8th is Wednesday. Yep.
So Todd sits on that committee, Tim Canale, Andy.
Okay.
It's the same morning as COG, so Todd will be running in late, but trying to think. Tracy sat on that.
Right, Tracy and Doug sat on that before. And again, I think they've set up a process because we reviewed our policies last year and updated everything, so at this point it's more of a maintenance kind of
anything that's missing, new legislation that would come around, like that.
And then the Finance Committee, which I think is Dick and myself, we have a meeting scheduled for next Monday, which I think you just got the email on that. So that was kind of a heads up for you. And then really after that, just kind of a couple housekeeping things that as we start getting into our regular meetings, if there's ever anything that you want to add to the agenda, just let me know, and we can put it on there or discuss it. I'm excited because I know all three of you are scheduled for the OSBA New Member Academy workshop on January 18th and 19th. So that's wonderful, and it's so important at the beginning to go to some of those trainings because there's so much to learn. And then I know we're also working on a retreat with Dr. Bill Reimer, and possibly sometime in February. And so that'll be just a little bit more board development. Obviously, Amy and I don't have a lot of experience either. So like you said, it is a great opportunity for us to really look at where we've been, where we want to go, and how we can support our great administrative staff and our great teachers. You know, I think we have such an amazing school district, and I'm really excited about our future. So, Diane, any comments?
Just welcome everyone, Todd, and new members. Excited to get things going. I think you've all listened to me brag enough about our new project going on. But we spent most of the winter break trying to develop a calendar. So as soon as we've finalized and fine-tuned some of those pieces. Understand it will be fluid, but we will get that out. We kind of have one construction calendar and then a curriculum calendar, so two things functioning at once, and Kathy is taking the lead with the curriculum side and staffing and all of those pieces, and Mike is taking care of the construction side, and Todd and I are kind of jumping in between when it comes to money and making decisions as well. We are meeting Thursday to work on a communications plan for the project, so I'll be sharing that probably either this Friday's update or the next Friday's update as that gets panned out a little bit better. So we've identified, kind of our main circles, and we're going to start hitting the road and sharing with people, going to them, and also inviting them in different ways. So we're looking at doing some town hall meetings where people can call in and ask questions. We know that we've also had meetings and a lot of hype and then no one attends, so we're mm-hmm. trying to look for ways to make it easier for the community to get access to answers to questions and those type of things. So we'll be working on that pretty much all day Thursday, trying to map that out. So definitely exciting time. We did a planning session with the leadership team, and I shared with them at that time, really from this point forward, Marysville Schools is going to look significantly different in the way that we're used to things being, if you will, are going to be different and exciting, good different. And the leadership team, which is made up of teachers and community members, and are couldn't be more on board and more excited about pushing forward. So it's an exciting time.
So this is my third official day, so I'm still getting settled in, but I'm just definitely excited to be here, definitely feel like I'm in the right place, meeting everyone and getting to know people, so it's been a good time so far, and just looking forward to really getting more dug in and getting more involved in the financials and things like that. So far I've been more with some of the, those other things that you got to get done. So looking forward to getting started more, getting dug in a little deeper.
Okay. Great.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I guess just one other quick thing. First of all, I'm just going to shout out a hi to Jeff. Thought I would say hi to him. And then I did, just so you know, I did make some little color-coded calendars for you that has like our meetings highlighted on there. I assumed that we would vote for the third Thursday, and some OSDA workshop information and some other miscellaneous details about just things that go on in the district to kind of give you a heads up about like when we'll be talking about the five-year forecast and when graduation is on May 24th and invocation for the new year and stuff. So just a little cheat sheet for you. And I think that's, I don't have anything else. So I guess at this point, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. If we have a roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Vine?
Yes. All right, motion carries. We are adjourned at 6:03.
Oh, I have a question. Are all the meetings this short?
I wish. Thank you.